Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
In the back of my mind.
All right, you ready? Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the nine that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Kyle Chase, everybody. Ooh. Kyle Chase, everybody.
Thank you, guys. And it's Labor Day.
What?
Oh, when it is. When this comes out, it's Labor Day.
What is that?
To be honest.
What does that mean?
Well, Connery, that's how we're starting. I don't really know. I just know it's like the classic. It's like the end of summer. It's the cap of summer. It's the first holiday that it's the first like 3-day weekend that you get in American schools into the school year.
Are schools happening right now?
School's probably starting right about now. Yeah. I would have started high school this week.
Damn.
Yep.
I'm still
first
in high
week
school.
Would have been this week. Connery, Labor Day is?
Just a holiday that was created in the early 19th century, late 19th century, to celebrate workers. It was rooted in the workers' labor unions.
There you go.
Are we workers?
We're workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we get a day
this
off.
This is awesome.
And we get a day off for it.
Are we going to take it?
Yeah.
Hell yes.
So guys,
in Canada, we also have a, what's that?
Labor
what's,
Day.
Same thing?
Same thing. It's just spelled with a U
thing
instead of an O.
And it's also off.
Labor.
AKA traffic central.
Now confirm for me, Connery, not the same day.
It is
Canadian. It is the same
day. Monday of September.
If you listened, he just said that.
Did he say that? Yeah. Well, he said we also have a Labor Day.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Well, I think it's the same day.
Okay.
So I like the idea of starting every podcast episode off with maybe just like the national anthem. Just like keep that
well
going.
This one's just a special one because it's like a holiday.
Is that why? Are you trying to hold my hand or
no,
what's
the back of my hand itches? Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm obsessed with?
You know what itches?
What? You go first. What itches?
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
You? Perfect.
But let's not forget what I said. I just want to come back to that.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go.
Okay. Top of my mouth.
Mm-hmm. I see you.
Do you
doing
guys
that
have that itch?
Yeah,
no.
For sure.
It's my new tick I have.
I see you doing it, and you're the bottom of your chin kind of like makes like a little
I do a
like,
little frog thing.
Makes like a little flutter.
It's because
see that?
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it.
I think I have allergies, so it itches in the back. Mm-hmm. So I do this thing where I go.
It's that right there. You can just see it moving.
Oh, you do a, you do a closed mouth
it's
thing.
So weird.
It's fine.
I have a weird thing that I'm scared of.
Aw.
Does it give you the ick when I do that?
No, I just notice it.
Aw,
I'm like, aw. I go, aw, she's itching the top of her throat. That's cute.
Endearing.
Aw, I know something that could itch the back of her.
Jeepers.
So what I was going to say is that.
I'm sorry. Did I scare you?
I don't know what part of my brain.
Uh-oh. My English breakfast tea's hitting.
Uh-oh. I don't know what part of my brain enjoys this, and it feels like the evil side of my brain, but I really love watching the national anthem fails type of videos, course. You know? But why is
it's
that?
It's not evil.
But why
we
do we like to watch?
We love to watch humans be human.
Yeah.
Fail. Oh. Succeed.
But people fail all the time. I think the perfect little equation is that people try so hard for the national anthem. The stakes are so high.
Yeah.
And you're giving everything. And when you fail at that point.
There's this one where this like
Fergie.
Chief of police, or I don't know what his status is within the police. Have you seen this one?
I don't know why a man failing.
He's like old.
Like an older man failing hurts me more than like Fergie, where I'm like, yeah, she's fine.
He just started
a
little too high.
She's just trying to do a jazz rendition.
He's just trying.
He just started a little too high. And so he gets to, he goes, and the Rockets red, clear.
No.
The bombs bursting in air. You just have to pull it up.
No. Okay, sure.
You have to.
I might cry. I might. Jeez.
Red glare.
It's true.
He goes just like
old
that.
Men trying things.
The bombs
really
bursting
less than,
in there.
I don't know what it, I think because like, you know what it is? I think men have to overcome like toxic masculinity and like being embarrassed as like an older gentleman, I think is worse than an old woman. Cause like old women, they're always like singing and doing like.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But like an old man's like, oh wow.
I'm just like, man.
Fuck you.
If you can't find
there's
it, I can
no
pull it
way.
Up.
There's no way I'm going to
find it. Okay, I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem. Just pull up a video for 20 minutes while we're podcasting.
This is going to take 2 seconds for me.
There's no, a lot. There's a lot of people forgetting the national anthem. This title is Everything Was There, Stars, Stripes, Rockets, is somebody singing the national anthem.
They usually have the words up somewhere.
Because you sang.
I've done it.
Did they have it for you?
Here I think they had it for everyone. Yeah, it was like just
going.
You're
right. You're right.
You guys ready? It's a minute and 10 seconds.
I've done it. I sang at the Blue Jays game.
You gonna send that to me?
Yeah, I'll send you the link so you can also watch it.
No, I mean like you're gonna send it to me.
Okay.
Like for the podcast, not so I can watch it on my computer.
Yeah. But you're just gonna listen?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Oh, no. This is gonna make me cry. I already know.
It's good. Minute 10 seconds. Here we go.
How old is he?
He's not that old.
Okay.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn's early light was so held with my life?
It also cuts away and
it's not the words.
A guy's like laughing.
Who brought us by for the rapids we.
This also isn't the red glare one. This is a different one. He's trying so hard.
And the rock is red
glare. So nothing.
This also isn't the one. I gotta find a different one.
There's a storm still there.
This woman's popping. This woman's popping.
Oh, just skipping right to the end. Just skipping right to the end. I don't know if that's the last
just one. Fully missed it.
Home of the free.
Oh, man. There's no way I'll be able to
no.
find this one.
Okay.
Shit. Oh, here it is.
No way.
Yep.
This is a different one.
Different one.
Because I was going to say, that guy started pretty low.
Can you see by the
E-Bombs World.
It's
on E-Bombs World.
Light.
Damn, throwback.
What so proudly we hailed.
Oh, man.
At the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and
he's got the words down, but he just tries really hard.
Through the perilous fight,
it's a hard anthem.
For the ramparts we won,
here we go.
We're so gallantly.
Do not laugh challenge. Ready, go.
Here we go.
No,
and the rockets rip clear, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
That was a car zooming
that near. Flag was still
it's the Doppler there. Effect of Nash Landham's.
Oh, and it wasn't. That star
I will say this.
Tuning a bagpipe. It's like,
for the land.
Everybody else is scared.
Defeat.
Of the
land.
Hold on.
Yeah.
And the rockets rip clear.
He does pull a little tactic at the second one. He knows he's not gonna hit it, so he goes, okay, what if I just did this other little sound?
Oh, man.
What if I just do my impressions?
One of my favorites.
Wow.
So I didn't know that that's how we were gonna start today, but
yeah, 10 minutes in.
We sure did.
And do you think
Red.
He wakes up in the middle of the night going, that happened? Or do you think he's like, I just don't give a fuck? Because I think he doesn't give a fuck.
No, he doesn't care. It's funny. It's funny to him. And he's like,
I think
like,
he probably
whatever.
Went home and he's like, or right after he's like, yeah. not. The other guy, though, the words were just insane.
Oh, yeah.
And the home of the free. I'm not even American and I know. Fuck, dude. I love that.
Oh, man. That's Episode 45.
Episode 45.
Guys, we are back. We're back. We got Connery behind the motherfucking camera over there. He's on the booth. He's making sure all the tech is working and everything's all good to go. We got Veronica Slowy Koska on my left. I'm Chase, and this is the Nevermind Podcast. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, comment down below, hit the like button, hit the notification bell. If you're listening on Spotify, share it with a friend. Post it on your story and tag us and say, these guys are rat and tat and hilarious. And if you can't do that because you don't have Instagram, send it to a friend via text message. And then when you do, click a screenshot and send it to us so we know that you actually did it. And there's merch in the bio and Patreon link for the extra bonus episodes are all on there. And this is episode 45.
Kyle, it's so great to be back.
It's so great to be back.
Sitting in this chair, I'm feeling fucking... I'm feeling amazing
it's
today.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
God, we've been...
Has it?
It's been like... Shit, like... It was like... They had us... It was like a year... Masks on. And we're finally back. No more of that isolation. It feels really good to be back.
Yeah, dude. I was like watching Tiger King and shit. I was like, dude, I was like, day and night to notice something in the rolling.
Oh, you're on TikTok and stuff?
Yeah, the nice. Beginning of it.
Nice.
No, for real though, big week. We had a big week. Like that was just last week we were sitting here.
This past week.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff.
We kind of cranked through some shit.
We went on a little vacation.
We went on a little vacay.
To?
East Haddam, Connecticut.
Mm. Yes.
Very popular vacation destination.
Well, that's where, Annie, the first production of Annie ever happened.
Whoa.
And so we went to that theater and our friend has a show.
Right. You did say that.
It's
called the Goodspeed Opera House.
And we saw Maggie, the musical. Go see it, everybody. It was so...
If you live anywhere near East Haddam, Connecticut.
Yeah. Or you want a little vacation.
Or if you don't.
It was beautiful. 20 minutes, we were on the ocean.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. We went with Mitch and like just like the water, clearest like sand. Like it was so.
It was nice. It was town.
The town was gorgeous. They had a wish booth. That was like a phone booth. I went. They had a little like market. I got a croissant. We met some people that were really nice.
Sorry, a wish booth? What is that?
So you go in, you talk to the phone, and you make a wish. I'm kind of on some shit right now, guys. Nice. I'm kind of on some
kind of on some shit.
I don't know if it's just all about good energy that I'm, you know, putting out there. And like that, I didn't wish for like specific thing. I just, you know, wished for a general thing.
Have you seen, you haven't seen these things? The like phone booth where.
I just wish for like my podcast host.
Or just a phone, like out in like the middle of the forest. And the idea is that
you speak your
it's
wishes
easier
it.
For you to say something out loud if you're doing it as if you're talking on the phone.
Have you
as
guys
opposed
seen
to just
though,
sitting down and saying something
out loud. On TikTok, there's clips, because it's the same kind of idea,
right.
Where there's a hidden camera somewhere and a microphone.
Well, the microphone's in the
phone. It's supposed to be like an inspirational video or sad video where it's like, Dad, I miss you.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
And they're posting these things. I'm like, I'm like, wait a second. Aren't these like private things for somebody? Why are they recording?
For sure.
Right.
Like, I literally thought that I was like, someone's recording me. I can't say anything. I have to say some general shit because I'm not going to say anything crazy.
This is a content firm.
You know what I mean? I was like, what the? When I see those videos, you're like crying, but I was like, wait, are they consenting to putting. Which also brings me to another point.
I think they are.
My brain's going everywhere.
I think that maybe on the phone, at least in that one that you're talking about, the dad one, that was on Father's Day and it was a golf tournament.
Yep.
And the prompt, I'm guessing, said, you know, if your dad isn't here or whatever, pick up the phone.
Oof.
Pick up the phone and and
pick
call.
Up the phone,
or maybe
baby.
It wasn't even dad, I don't know specifically, but this old guy, this really like, he was maybe 85 years old, older guy, and he's picking up the phone and he's talking to his dad, being like, "Ah, man, to hear like an old voice like that say like, hey, Dad, it's your son," is really
eerie. And it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Sad. Yeah, it's really sad. But he just has this like sweet message where he's like,
"I think I've seen this one.
Like, you wouldn't believe where we're at, and I miss you so much." And the grandkids are doing good, and you have great grandchildren, and.
Oh,
it's really sweet.
No.
The spectrum between what we just watched and then that story.
Uh-oh.
No.
She's got tears in her
eyes. No, I'm not doing it.
It's really, really, really sweet.
I'm not
sweet.
Doing it. I'm the easiest crier.
No, that's pretty sad.
But it's not. But it's also happy. It's like.
He's telling me about a video.
Yeah, he's relaying a video.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
This guy's just.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Lived his life for as many years as he has and. And yeah, just misses his dad.
How did I do?
This is kind of related to like, remember Post Secret? Do you remember that? It was a book version of that TikTok basically where somebody was like, write in your secrets.
Right.
And then they like published it all in a book. You know?
Yeah.
Similar kind of thing. But I feel like that's less because your face isn't on it.
No, there's a ton of books.
Yeah.
Like anonymous advice and stuff like that. That's... Whatever, but what was I gonna say? Something about
posting your stuff. It's being too personal.
Go back. All right, I'll just tell the story. There's no transition. Okay. So yesterday, I went to the U.S. Open. It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
Who? You don't know who played?
Yeah, of course I do.
Was it doubles or was it singles?
I don't know.
Singles. I think it's only singles in the US Open. Am I crazy?
No. I was looking it up and there was doubles. I don't know if that's...
I also don't expect you to know that.
Look at the
2 p.m.
It was...
yesterday.
She won. American...
Girl?
USA.
I'm fucking up right now, yeah.
What was the date yesterday? The August 26th?
Nice. Yep.
Okay.
2 p.m. And I totally know her name.
Yeah, and
I'm just blanking right now.
Connor goes,
and I'm also the worst.
Connor goes, it's God. Serena Williams.
Yeah.
No, Iga Świątek's playing today, who is my Polish princess.
Here?
Ooh.
Yes, she's in the US Open.
You should go.
Yeah, I should go.
Yeah.
Are they just sold out or no? Is it just kind of like...
When you were posting pictures and videos, it looked...
There's a lot of empty seats. That's what I mean.
Dead.
But I don't know how much tickets are.
It seems like they would be expensive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think it's an... I did go... Brand brought me. But
I did this just for you, by the way.
Thank you.
I put the lid...
For those, Beast.
I put the lid on my Beast. It's Beast?
It's Beast.
On my Beast water bottle.
Thank you, Beast.
Was it
Thank
Canadian? You Beast.
No, American.
Oh, okay. It says women's singles V. Garacheva and C. Goff. One of these is American. Yeah, that's sorry. American.
Goff?
Goff. American?
I feel like that's not what it was.
Goff.
Maybe. I don't know. U.S. Open.
God, no, come on.
Monday, August 26th.
Can I get your
12 p.m. 12 p.m.
It was 2 p.m.
Oh, there's different stadiums. Oh, yes. We're really learning something.
Oh, and this is in the Louis Armstrong Stadium.
Oh, I'm being the worst right now.
It's okay.
Wow. No, don't worry. There's also like 90 courts. I have no idea where to find this. Guys, I'm the worst number checker in the world here.
I know.
I'm on the official website.
Look who won. A U.S. woman won yesterday.
Okay.
This is terrible. Okay, anyways, while you look that up, yeah. I'll tell my story. So I go with my friends who are also influencers and... Fee and Yvette. Mm-hmm. And it was, and like we were having the best time. And obviously, this brand invited us, and we didn't need to post anything, but it was just kind of nice. They invited us, whatever. And we're taking videos and photos and like being just, I guess, like just doing our job. But it was classic, this like row of like this older people in the back, like older men and this older lady, and not older, but like whatever, fucking. Yeah.
They're just
well like classic, do. Being like, because we're like, I'm, we're getting angles, we're like doing our job, you know what I mean, just working, and they're like, we didn't like, they're just like whispering, they're like, we didn't consent to be in the video, to be in the picture, we don't consent to be in your picture. I was like, shut the fuck up.
Wait, they said that to you or they?
Like being sassy behind us. Like not to us, but like loud enough for us to hear. And I was like, as if, bro, you're like classic making fun of like just like young women. Like just like, I was like, this is just advertising. If we worked at an office and did advertising, which we do, like in way, you know what I mean? I was like, shut the fuck up.
You wouldn't
like,
be doing it in front of their seats though.
What?
Right, like you wouldn't be advertising in front of their seats.
Wait, you're right. wait, you're right. Connery, wait, whose side are you on?
Sorry.
No, but it just pissed me off. Yeah, I was like, yeah, just let people be people who get... And then
they could have been goofy. They could have been like in it with you. Oh, like, you know?
And it just was so like... It was just like classic, like these girls are idiots.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking. And then Fio, what she said, she's like... She's like, because I was like, you know, like where I was like whispering to her, I was like, they just said something. And then she was like, I promise you, they're not going to die. Like, just like, yeah. She's like, I promise you, you're not going to die.
Nothing bad is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, just.
That's the type of shit.
It just irked me. And I was like, I was so close to turning around and being like, hey, so we actually like, I'm a comedian.
Just explaining.
We're all comedians. Yeah. And we're like, we've been doing this for a little bit now. And. This is just our job, and I'm sorry. You can, you know, this is just what we have to do, and I hope you have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kill them with kindness.
Yeah, but oh my God, it absolutely irked me. Irked
the,
me.
The not being able, not being filmed in public thing always gets me.
I would have turned around and gone like
it's
this.
Not illegal. It's
exactly.
Not, like you're nope. The minute you step outside, you give up your right to privacy as far as being filmed.
Yeah.
You're allowed to be filmed.
Like, I didn't, and I'm using the word consent. I was like, shh.
Yeah, exactly. such a
fuck. I was like, oh
term.
Wow, this 60-year-old learned the word consent. Sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm
you
going
go,
off. I'm going
you turn
off.
Around, you go, I do not need consent to film you in New York. I do not need consent to film you in New York. Yes. I do not need consent
Jesus.
To film you in New York.
The worst video.
A Karen.
Yeah.
I was like, bro.
The thing about that too is that is the reason why I get sometimes self-conscious about filming things in public where I'm like,
I always, it's already hard. Like
I know. And then to on top of that, have somebody be like,
they are absolutely judging you. They are absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? I do too. When I see someone, I'm like, but now yeah. I'm like, oh, right. Like, cause you have to do stuff.
Influencers in the wild.
But I don't know. It just, but also you can just shake it up.
But you had a good time.
What?
But you had a good time.
I had a great time. It was so fun. I was there for a while because it turned out tennis matches go for, so it said 2 p.m. but didn't even start till 3:50.
Whoa.
Yeah, so then I watched someone else play who I also know the name of course.
Yep.
And then it was just fun, like hang out with a bunch of girls and we.
And you know what?
Cora was the brand who helped get us some seats. And it was just like awesome hanging out with my friends for a day.
You had a good time and that's all that matters.
I did. I really did. And I felt very present.
To have a good time and you had a good time.
Yep. But I did want to fight. I did want to fight.
And while you were watching tennis.
I understand
what
that.
What were you
doing? I was bowling. Bowling league.
Bowling.
Week 4.
Yep.
Last night was rough. Okay.
Give us an update.
So the way that this league works is you've got there's like 16 teams or something like that. And we only have 4 lanes to bowl on every night. Very not traditional bowling league. It's kind of like they just threw it together kind of league, which I appreciate because I want to go and I want to support that and I want to be competitive. So you have 6 players on your team, 3 bowl at a time, and there are 2 games each night of the league, which is Monday nights for us. And
and where is it?
The way that we set it up. Yeah. Listen to me.
No, we said get nerdy, Kyle, and Kyle's now breaking down
I'm getting nerdy with it.
The schedule.
No, I'm just explaining it because it's very different than a typical bowling league.
Yeah.
So the way that you set up is 3 players in the first game, 3 players in the second game. And on a team of 6, it would be fair that, you know, the first 3 and the second 3. But we're a little competitive and there are bowlers that are a bit better than others. So me and my friend Dan, who are the better ones, we bowled the first game. He got a 225.
Okay.
No, 223, which is a high score. That's up there. I got a 211.
Okay.
And Michael got like a 150.
For those, you have to have high score. For those
high score in bowling,
know.
Not low score.
Yeah.
Okay. We crushed the first team. Great.
What's the high score, 300?
High score you can get is a 300. Okay. Second game, okay? I'm out because Dan and I have this thing where whoever bowls best in the first game continues on to the second game. He bowled better than I am. I'll step aside and watch and cheer my fellow teammates on. Dan gets a 175.
Ooh.
The person that he was up against bowled a 225, okay? 50-pin difference right there. 50 pins.
50-pin difference right there.
But luckily, the other two people on the other team, not so good. And we had Alex, who was crushing, and then Will actually stepped up to the plate and did decent. But we only lost by 17 pins, points, pins, whatever you want to call it. That's devastating.
For those, because you told me this yesterday, I was like, that seems like a lot. Apparently it's not.
It's not.
I was like, that's a sick, I felt like 2 pins is like crazy.
I mean, that would be crazy too.
Yeah.
But it's the difference of one frame. Like getting a strike in
and
one
frame
is a turn.
Round.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Turn or around? Like one person. Yeah. It's one bull.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it could be 2 if you don't get them all down.
So are you loving your...
I'm loving the
also,
league.
I'm not invited to this, by the way. This is a big conversation.
Because I love it for the...
get away from me.
I don't have a sense of competition. I don't have...
You do sports, I watch them.
I don't have anything to compete in. And that feeling of being up against a person...
Yeah.
It's something that I missed. I loved it in high school on the bowling team.
Yeah. And we've been off our
and
volleyball.
I've been chasing it. I've been really chasing that.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of there, but it's just not as like, and when I would bowl in high school, we would bowl 3 games each.
Yeah.
5 different players.
Should we go?
I'm only doing 1. We should go bowling if that's what you're going
to
ask.
I would like to go.
We're going to go bowling.
Is there a bowling league that you know of that's like kind of like well known that's like, you know?
There's
like,
one.
Is there like a very like.
There's one in Queens.
Okay.
I have an idea for you.
There's one in Queens that's just a little more intense.
That's what I'm saying.
Like the people there are like.
Everybody kind of knows like, oh, that's
are good. But the thing about that one is I wouldn't be able to pull a team together.
You got to write a movie about bowling.
Yeah.
I don't think there is one.
You're right. There isn't
one.
You
have to write a real, like, a washed up star.
Yeah. Okay.
Moves to a small town.
Okay.
Finds a kid. A little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
But.
Need some guidance. A father figure. You're a bit of a drunk, bit of a crazy guy.
Okay.
You take him under his wing. your wing, you teach him bowling, and you enter a bowling league, and you win state champ, or you actually don't win state championship, but you learn a lot about yourselves.
Yeah. And you found
each other. And that is when, and the theme song goes like this.
Oh, okay, here we go.
Strike, strike, strike. Wait, what's the, sorry, 1 second. What's the other term?
Spare.
Spare. Like, strike, strike, strike. Strike, strike, strike. Can you spare me a little change? Can you spare me a little time? I know the difference between you and I. Can you spare me a little love? Can you spare me a little love? I know the difference between you and I.
Wow. And is that the name of the movie? Bowling Through the Rain?
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. No, it's called Bowling on
Bowling on
Benson Drive.
Bowling on Benson Drive.
Oh.
And that's where, that's a street in the small town that it goes to.
Maybe Bowling on Benson Lane.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was.
Yeah.
If this was a corporate boardroom of some big film production studio.
Yeah.
And we were talking about that. And then one guy goes, it should be bowling on Benson Lane. And everyone just drops pens. You hear them drop on there. They go,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's
it's
it.
This. Guys, we got it.
We got it, guys.
I love maybe I've talked about this on the podcast. For my new listeners, hi.
Hi.
If you came for a lovely clip, hi. I hope I scare you. So the it's this. So the pitch for Aliens 2. No, the pitch for Aliens. This is what the pitch is. I forgot the story.
Okay.
Aliens, the movie. Right. Yeah. The guy who's it?
I don't know.
Ripley? What are you talking about?
Aliens.
Ridley Scott.
Walks in. I don't know if this is a made up story. He goes, writes the word alien. This is a pitch meeting. Aliens on a whiteboard. Puts a money sign between the S, on the S. Movie gets picked up.
That's good.
I think that's it. I might have totally.
Okay, I just number crunched. It's James Cameron.
James Cameron.
And it's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
That he just went in and went, wrote aliens and then put a money sign between on the S. And then that was, then they were like, $3 billion. We'll take four.
Wait, actually?
Yes.
That actually happened.
Well, it's James Cameron.
Here it is.
It's also James Cameron.
Ridley Scott, Alien.
Alien, the first one. So this is the
second one. James Cameron's sequel, Aliens.
Yes.
He just wrote Alien, just Alien, and then he wrote the S, and then he wrote a dot, put two strikes here for the dollar.
Okay, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, Hell of a pitch.
Well, I love to just tell stories, but they're a little bit wrong.
That's good, though.
That is crazy.
You were closer than...
Thank you.
Silent.
Yeah.
Silent boardroom.
Well, you guys didn't know that story, did you?
I did not know that.
I did not.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, here's what I would like to speak about right now.
Okay.
I got my Alexa set up.
Speak your truth.
And they're listening to every word I say. The government, the government's watching. The government's coming to get me. I need to never drink
Earl Grey tea.
It's English breakfast. I don't drink fucking Earl Grey. Tastes like fruit loops. Shut the fuck up.
I think we should get you on some coffee.
This is our, what you want me more?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Sabrina Carpenter has released the new album in full. Say it with me.
Is this her first full length? I know nothing about her rise. Okay.
And
she's been working forever. That's the whole thing is people are like, she's a new artist and she's actually been like working for 10 years. think that's like
she's the, been a Disney kid. Yeah, okay. She's I've seen her on tour like 2016. Oh, yeah. She opened for the Vamps.
Wow.
Wow.
Don't know why I went to that, but I did.
Isn't that so interesting?
What?
Wow.
What?
Just the way that someone can fully eclipse
The Billie Eilish Brockhampton story.
Huge.
Yeah.
She opened for Brockhampton.
I saw her, the first time I ever saw Billie Eilish live, the only time I've seen her live was when she opened for Brockhampton.
Was she amazing?
Yeah, it was way early. I mean, it was like when she was on Ocean Eyes and all that stuff.
Crazy.
It was cool.
Yeah.
But I remember watching it and being like, who is this?
And then now.
Not in a way that I was critical.
No.
I was just like, who? I've never heard of this person. Who's this opening?
Yeah. Well, the Sabrina Carpenter album is absolutely a banger slapperoni.
It's called Short and Sweet.
Give it 10 pepperonis out of 10 pepperonis. I'm loving that shit.
Wait, is that from something?
No, I just
10 pepperonis out of 10 pepperonis. That should be our rating scale. Pepperonis should be our rating scale of anything. We're like, because I like the album. I would give it 7.5 pepperonis.
Oh my God, get out.
Split in a pepperoni?
Yeah.
He hates women. He hates women.
I like it.
He hates women.
That's not true. You know,
what's your favorite song of
it? You know I'm all about that Girl Summer.
What's your favorite song?
It's the one after Good Grace. Or Good Grace.
Yes, me too.
What's it called?
We never talk about it.
Something, it has Tool in the name.
Yeah, Sharpest Tool.
Sharpest Tool.
Yeah, that's the one I like. Too. That's actually my favorite.
Oh. You guys really kissed. For the
I like it. I love, and you know I'm all about, it's the girls' time right now. You know I'm all about that. I'll say it a million times. We love this album. We love Brat. Duh, don't need to talk about it anymore. We love the Camila Cabello album. Sorry. We love the Clairo album. Oops. We love the Biba Doobie album.
Yep.
Sue me.
Now Sabrina's coming in hot. They're not disappointing. They're not disappointing the ladies and the girls.
It is. Is it called Short and Sweet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually short and sweet. It's like 10 songs.
That's pretty cool.
Right?
And I love the ending one too. Don't cry because, or don't smile because it happened, babe. Cry because it's over. Mm. Also, her and Barry.
Keoghan.
Broken up.
No.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure?
It's done.
How do we know?
Because he's a party guy.
That's why?
Yep.
Because he's a party guy.
She's going on tour. She wants to have a stable guy who she doesn't have to worry about. I've been here where you are like, wow, what are they doing? And you can't sleep because you're just like, what are they doing? What are they doing? And they're out partying and it's not good for the mental health. I support this decision, Sabrina. I support you.
Okay.
And also,
who's next for her, do you think?
You can
do you know who the album's mostly about? Apparently. Shawn Mendes.
Right.
Because
they had a little, there's now a love triangle.
Oh,
so
my
June
God.
Gloom from Camila Cabello is about Sabrina Carpenter. Exactly.
Oh.
I saw the pictures of Mendes.
Yeah.
If you, why on the side of town is she, she's so amazing. Whatever the fuck. I'm literally butchering this. Anyways, that's what's interesting about that.
So now,
yes,
Shawn Mendes has to get with Barry Keoghan.
No,
yeah.
Let's think about this. We did this for us. Who would Sabrina Carpenter be good with?
Okay.
What?
I'm not laughing because I'm like, wow.
You're like, a woman asked a question.
Do you have my honest answer?
Yeah.
I feel like it would likely be someone who is not so forward facing and would be more some like a
producer.
Like a producer.
You're a producer.
Wait. Shit.
Who do you think Barry Keoghan would be good with?
Ah.
Like some sort of like up and coming comedic actor.
I love that.
Yeah.
But Sabrina, I want her to be with, because her history is this: Shawn Mendes, Barry, and then the guy from because Driver's License is about Sabrina.
Oh my God.
Do you know that?
What?
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
From who? Who's the guy?
Rodrigo.
Okay, great. He's almost 30.
Who's the guy?
Sorry. Joshua Bassett.
Who's that?
Josh He's the lead of High School Musical, the series.
God.
And he is a Christian boy.
All this drama.
What?
All this drama.
Well, that's you know their life.
It's where the music comes from.
And do we have
comes
any
from
drama?
A real place.
Yes.
It comes from a real place.
Yes. I think she would be good with.
I think you go the other way. I think she's now reaching her. She's now ascending.
Mm.
So maybe she starts single. Maybe she starts to like get into the tabloids. Maybe she starts to like.
She is. You know?
But I'm saying like really get messy. I feel like this is messy time. We've never seen her get messy.
You want her to get messy?
I feel like that's just a natural trajectory.
I'm not fucking with that. Like I'm not fucking with that.
No, no.
I'm not fucking with
that. I think you're wrong. I think the messiness and all the people that I grew up with, Amanda Bynes.
No, I'm talking about like Brittany. Ariana Grande messiness of like who she dated. Oh my God, she's dating this person. She's dating this person.
I think Sabrina has,
like, you know?
Well, I don't know Ariana, obviously. Love Ariana. Which, you know, our Heard Mac. Or that Mac Miller thing. Oh my God. I think that they're meant to be. But I think that Sabrina is kind of, because she's like, I don't know. I get that. I think she's just, she's not maybe, okay, no. I can't say too much.
That's so much speculation.
Have you, just said Amanda Bynes?
Yeah.
I saw something the other day. Did you see that she?
What I'm saying is Sabrina, I think, is like, if she's getting out of a toxic relationship quick, I don't think she's in it for the, you know, for the game of it. I don't know if Ariana is. I don't really know her history very, very well. I know a little bit about it. I think she's also had some terrible things happen in her life. That to me, I'm thinking Sabrina must be a smart girl. Because even smart girls, I stayed in a thing that I really shouldn't have and with a party person. And you get caught in those things. But she was like, nope, I'm on tour. This is my career and I'm going. And I'm loving that for her.
I respect that.
Yes.
Amanda Bynes supposedly changed her name to like Midge. Okay. M-I-D-G-E.
Whoa. I know. I wish.
Midge.
I wish her the best. I really do.
Like Midge Garson or something like that.
That's an what do we got? Insane name.
Connery.
I love her.
Just type in Amanda Bynes Midge. M-I-D-G-E.
Amanda Bynes Midge.
She's changed.
Midge Gardner. You're so
Midge Gardner.
Right.
I was close.
Yeah. I think it's just her TikTok name. I don't know if it's her legal name.
People are saying that she is going by Midge Gardner.
Kind of an awesome name.
Midge.
You don't hear many kids getting Midge.
I don't think I've ever heard the name Midge.
Yeah.
Ever in my entire life.
I have a game.
Okay.
I've just thought of it.
Okay.
And I want us to all play.
Okay.
I'm going to say an accent and everyone has to say, okay, everyone's going to get a new sentence and you have to do that sentence in that accent.
I've been canceled for this.
Yeah.
Before.
Been
a very famous incident.
Well, you won't be now. This is now safe space.
Okay.
So, Scottish.
Shocking.
Do you want to be Irish?
Let's do Scottish. What's the accent? Or what's the, how about I do the sentence?
No. The sentence is.
Okay.
The pie's ready, Marjorie.
And we're doing Scottish. Okay.
Sorry, I got to warm up my.
Yeah, you got it.
I just licked the mic. Okay. The pie is ready, Marjorie. Okay. The pie is ready, Marjorie. Oh, fuck. Ooh, I fucked it up.
Right at the end.
The pie is ready, Marjorie. Marjorie. There we go.
Marjorie.
Okay,
the pie is ready, Marjorie.
How many pepperonis?
Six pepperonis out of 10 pepperonis. Pretty good. Now you give a sentence to Connery.
Okay, Connery, you were going to say.
Same Scottish. Scottish is sweet.
You are going to say, there's no more beer left in this keg.
Ach, there's no more beer left in this keg.
Wow. Okay, so he's just good at it.
Go off.
All right.
Beer. Do that again for me.
I can't do that.
That was good.
Why are you Scottish?
Yeah.
You're Irish.
I'm Scottish in the sense that, like, beer? You know, three generations back.
Yeah, but still. Like,
but I also had a Scottish girlfriend for a while.
Okay. Veronica's turn, but you have to come up with the sentence.
Okay.
Pixie.
So, and it's Scottish.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be the worst.
You say, I wish there was a hotel room that I could get into tonight.
Jesus. Gave me a fucking monologue. I wish.
So I'm just, so leprechaun I'm already. So,
I, no.
Go ahead.
I wish there was. I'm so bad. In that one video, I thought I did pretty good.
If you're Scottish, comment down below.
Yeah, I was also gonna say mine wasn't that good. I think you gave me an easy sentence.
Give me another sentence.
Okay,
come
okay,
on.
Okay, okay. What about
hotel room?
Let's go
hotel
for a walk
room,
down the road.
Let's go for a walk down the road.
Let's go down.
Let's go for a walk down the road.
Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk down the road.
There you go.
Let's go for a walk down the road.
Nice. You can roll your R's though.
Road.
I can't.
So who got the most pepperonis here? I think Connery got.
Yeah.
Yours is pretty solid though.
I think I got the least pepperonis.
Let's go for a walk down the road.
That's hard.
Yeah. I'm getting into accents. I've always been scared.
Yeah.
But I'm now diving ahead first.
Well, there's that one you always do.
Which one?
All right, let's get into Q&A.
Kyle with the segue as good as your other segue. Okay, Q&A.
Do we have him here?
Yeah, just as a reminder.
Also, I love 80s dark fantasy TikToks.
Yeah.
Because it's giving this.
You think it's the...
Like, it's because it's AI. The way that it's like generated, it kind of like loops a little bit.
Yeah, slightly moves. Yeah.
All right. So as Connery was about to say,
Simpsons, but make it these 80s Q&A, horror.
These Q&A questions come from our Patreon members. If you'd like to...
Hello, Patreon members.
What's up, nice.
If you would like to ask a question, head over to the Patreon. You can comment any questions you might have. Okay. Which Sex and the City characters would you each be? Connery and Michael too. Also, do you feel any specific way about that show as New York City residents? I've been rewatching this show, so I'm curious.
It's amazing. It's the best. It's okay. It's an amazing, perfect show. I love it deeply, dearly. Love it.
I've always resonated with Miranda.
Yeah, you're Miranda.
Easy.
Yep.
Miranda is?
She's the ginger.
Okay.
Yep. She's the lawyer. She's the most stuck up.
Okay. Okay.
And what about you?
She's kind of a business go-getter.
Go through the four. Sorry.
Carrie,
main character.
Writer.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Yep.
From Cincinnati.
From Cincinnati.
Miranda's a lawyer, kind of headstrong, independent.
Who's the sexy one?
Oh, Samantha.
Samantha, okay.
Samantha's the sexy, kind of like fun, like, oh.
Yeah.
And then there's the last one.
It's like sort of like the like very like
which is
Christian,
who,
which
that's
is me.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I was asking.
And who is that? What's her name?
I don't know. But the only thing I know about her is that she dated Kyle MacLachlan in the show.
Yes.
What is her name?
That's what we're looking up.
This is bad. So I'm terrible with names.
So are you Carrie?
I think I am Carrie. Oh, yeah. And because I'm delusional Charlotte. And I'm like
Charlotte. Does that make Michael Sam?
And so deems the question.
Yeah. I don't think...
Are all men evil?
I don't think Michael can be Samantha. Unless... Wait, okay, actually, no, you're right. You're right, yeah. You're right. You're totally right.
He said
right?
a sentence to me I won't say on this podcast the other day
right.
to us. And I went, oh my good God.
Okay.
That was easy.
So that's that. As New York City residents, do you feel any specific way about the show? I haven't watched it since being here, so I don't have that same...
We have to rewatch Girls, though. I've only seen like three seasons, but...
You got me to watch the first episode when I first came over to your house, and I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, I think that's one that has aged well
right,
with time.
Right, especially because it feels like such a time capsule for that, like...
And it's just like good characters and everything. Very well written. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's it.
Great.
Amazing. If you guys could have, well, this is from HK, Hayden Kuhn. Ronnie at the US Open, that's tight as hell. We need her thoughts on that. Already got it.
Done.
Love you.
If you guys could have all of your professional/career dreams and goals fulfilled, but you never go back home, Ontario for Veronica and Connery, Ohio for Kyle, would you do it? If so, how would you cope?
Can my family come to me?
Right.
Well, yeah.
Then I think so,
but you just can't go back home. You can't go ever back to Barrie.
Ontario.
To Ontario.
Whole province.
Often. But everything in your professional career dreams are fulfilled to the max.
I think I'd be able to do it. Because there's like, as I'm traveling America and like, there's small towns. There's like, to me, all I need is a lake. All I need is a lake and a bed and a porch. Even though I've never had, I don't think I have a porch.
Facts,
But so truly just like I would then bring my family somewhere.
So you're saying home is where the heart is.
Home is where the heart is. It's exactly what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. It would be really tough for me.
Yeah.
It'd be really tough.
It's not easy, but.
Because skyline.
Why? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just, that's what I was going to say.
It's regional, you know?
It's regional.
So.
But can you make it at home?
You can make it, but it's just not the same.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that.
Bleep it out. Bleep it out. Some bleep it out.
It's okay. We're allowed to burp on our podcast. Oh,
no, bleep it out. Please bleep it out.
I'm actually going to cut this whole section out of the podcast.
Please bleep it out, Connery.
I don't know.
Someone commented and said, grow up, don't burp. Now, and you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you like that I'm answering you? Oh, look. Oh, it's like she's mustard on her face. Beat you to it. I already beat you to it. You're typing that little comment. I already know. Next. Be more creative.
Next.
I'm still... What about you, Connery?
I think I'm a pretty like national pride kind of guy when it comes to Canada, but I think I could do it.
Yeah.
Just because like there is so many other places in the world that have...
Because it's in Ontario. Things.
Yeah. I would want to live in Ontario, like maybe forever. Like I'm down, but I just because it has so much stuff, but also
you don't live there now.
People is place. Yeah, I know. People is place for me though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for sure.
Same.
Like if people were wherever, like if my parents have been thinking about moving to Scotland, they moved to Scotland.
They've been thinking about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My sister was going to go travel there for her archaeology degree.
Crazy.
Yeah. Celtic archaeology. I would move there.
Okay. I don't know. This is really hard for me to...
But every,
like, how would I
all
cope?
Of your
okay.
professional career I'm gonna say
yes.
and dreams? Like, that
yes.
Means, like, they,
yes, I would do it. I'd trade it all. I would trade it all. How would I cope? I would... If all of my professional and career dreams...
I'd be rich so my problems would go away.
...were fulfilled, I could open a Skyline Chili in Greenpoint.
There you go.
And then we'd be good to go. That's a goal of mine.
Yeah. Also, do you want to open a restaurant one day?
I want to open a Skyline Chili.
Actually.
I thought a coffee shop.
I also want to open a coffee shop.
I want to open a Canadian themed breakfast buffet in Japan. That is my dream.
Connery,
you're part of this.
You've been talking too much
this
episode.
Thank you. Next. Okay. Veronica, you mentioned Jamie
Dimitrio
as an influence in one of the first episodes.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, if you've seen it, Stathlet's Flats bit? Have you seen that show?
Yes. I don't remember, but I...
But you like
so
it.
So weird. I think I'm like not okay sometimes. I can't remember names. And I've watched shows fully and I don't remember what happened. Like I can't tell you what has happened.
For sure.
But I loved it when I watched it. But he's like a newer influence to me. I showed you his bit from his special that I really love, where it's a sketch special, and he's like
they're in the office.
They're in an office, and he's walking. He has a bag, and he's like walking in the door. He's like, "Good morning, good morning, Jerry. Oh, hey, it's a new guy. Oh, oh my God, my bag got caught in the door. Anyways." And the next day, and it's just like him, like every day the bed gets caught in the door, and it's like Christmas. He's like, and my favorite one is like, you think he's like, it, the one like rips, and then another one's like, Jerry, you would not believe what just happened to me. My bed got caught in the door, and like it just it's killed so me the first time. I was also hungover, I think, when
British?
I watched it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's funny.
It's really, and Southland's Thoughts. Honestly, the intro kills me. Every single time, the theme song.
Like the title card, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny because it's like, it's because he's a real estate agent. Yeah. And I think his, and so he like, whatever, opens like a door and it's just like so poorly animated. And he's like, and it's, I don't know. It's just really,
is that
really
the
funny.
Same show of the one where he points to the menu? Thing?
No, that's different? Sam Campbell, but Jamie Dornan Trio did do a cameo and played one of the characters okay. in...
have you seen that, Connor?
Sam
no,
Campbell's
I don't know.
Also,
this is, I don't
they're
know
like,
these.
They're like at the bar.
New.
Okay.
They're like at the bar and they're like looking at the menu.
Sam Campbell's also really funny. Check out his special.
She's
on
like,
YouTube.
Yeah, I think I'll get the whatever and orders it. And he's looking at the menu and he's like, can I get this one? And just points to like a decorative like squiggly on the menu.
It's awesome. Like, I don't know how to describe that, but it's like, that's exactly my...
It's really funny.
It's so
that's good.
Genius.
That's really good. Is it similar in like, it's like tone to that Matt Berry show? Or is it like kind of a new wave of, you know what I'm talking about? The one where he's an actor?
Oh, Darth Marenghi?
No, not Darth Marenghi. What's the one where he's the actor? The last...
Toast of London.
Toast of London, right.
Kind of.
Is it in that world?
This one's more like Jamie is, I think, is younger, and Sam must be like our age, maybe a bit okay. older. And it's kind of like a newer wave.
That's what I was,
but
yeah,
but
okay.
yeah, it's like, I think Sam is Australian, but lives in London. But like, it's just a different kind of, which is cool too. Like,
yeah, that's sick.
Yeah. Anyways, they're really, I think they're geniuses.
They're very
I think
funny.
They're geniuses.
Before we,
whoa.
Terrible.
Before we get to... To thanking our lovely Nevermind Nights. It feels fitting now that pepperoni rating is our scale.
Uh-huh.
That we talk about the fact that supposedly, according to a lot of people, New Haven, Connecticut has better pizza than New York City.
So we went and we tried it out
to
ourselves.
One of the places that is
Pepe's.
Frank Pepe.
Frank Pepe.
And supposedly it's some of the best pizza that you can get better than New York City. We got a pepperoni and hot peppers, and we got a margarita. Everything that you've heard about New Haven pizza, what did you think?
Okay. So I've been to Italy a few times as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I still have the distinct pizza mm-hmm. flavor in my mouth from this when I was 15 years old, and it was like the best pizza of my margarita pizza of my life. Like, the bar is high for me because mm-hmm. of specifically that it was the tomato sauce. Like, it was incredible, you guys, and I still am like, I don't think I'll ever be able to taste that again, and that's just a thing I have to live with.
Do you know where it is if you went back?
Florence, I think.
But like, specifically,
it was like we rented a cottage, like it was so like, I don't know, it was like middle of nowhere.
Okay, kind of so thing. I'll never have this pizza.
No.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to say, is we can get close.
It's okay.
But so, and then we live in New York, and New York pizza is different than what an Italian pizza is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of more like bubbly and doughy, yeah. and like, you know,
and also
margarita-y.
I feel like Italian pies are like smaller, like it's like a personal pizza. No.
They can,
or
be.
Is it like a big thing like it is here?
No, they're usually personal. When I've,
yeah.
So then we have the, so the ones here are kind of more like thinner, like kind of like crunchier crust in like a fun way, and like a bunch of different cheeses. It's like, you know, have the brown bubbles. Like, it's good. It's like a thin slice, you know, New York pizza. Very good, very different. Do I have to go to the bathroom right after? Yes, I do, usually. This was kind of an in-between.
Mm-hmm.
The New Haven was kind of it was a hybrid of the two.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. Was it the best pizza I've ever had? No.
Mm.
But it was...
How many pepperonis are you giving it?
If the one in Italy was 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10 pepperonis?
Yeah. 7.5.
Okay.
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 What would you give like a Domino's pizza? Like a Domino's pepperoni pizza?
God, 4.
Okay,
three.
That was not as low as I thought you were going to go. Okay.
This is where I think we messed up.
3, I think. I don't remember Domino's. I know Domino's, but I can't remember what it
tastes like.
I remember I had diarrhea instantly when I had it.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Kyle?
This is where I think we messed up. I think that things taste different in different forms. And I think that we were supposed to order... I think that what we should have tried, because we got the small pizzas, I think we should have gotten the larges to have like a real like...
I think we maybe ordered slice.
You know what I mean? Because we did get like the little personal guys.
I do like the hot pepper one.
But if we would have gotten a large, maybe the crust does something a little different on the bottom. You know what I mean? Maybe there's like something different about that.
The dough
was
really good.
It was great.
I remember like I like just like nibbled on the crust and I was like, this is the
What's
juice.
Their claim to fame?
It has to do with the sauce.
I think dough honestly has a lot to do with, it's a starter, right? That's the thing.
Yeah.
That I think, because I remember my dad telling me that there's this Hamilton pizza place that won like worldwide best pizza of the year and all over. And it's all about, because he was like, yeah, they had to fly with the starter of the dough because someone forgot. Wow. Like, whatever. Oh, wow. Like, but you need the starter is the thing that really.
Yeah. Because I don't typically, I'm shamelessly a crust, I'll leave the crust guy.
Yeah, you are.
Shamelessly.
Most people do.
But I ate the crust on this pizza. So it was good.
Okay. No, it was very good.
It's good dough.
What would you rate it?
I would give it 8.2 pepperonis.
Nice.
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah.
I also
would I ever travel to New Haven just to get it? No.
Right.
But if I'm in New Haven, I'm definitely going.
I love an Italian pie. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. I think that's my favorite. Like here I'll have it maybe because I go, oh, right, I live here. And then I'm like.
You try Pauly G's?
That's what
Pauly G's is phenomenal.
But did we have to run home after? Yeah.
Okay. We went there last night.
But to the slice shop or to the Pauly G's
sit down?
I've never
been there.
G's
you would
down.
Like it.
It's yeah.
Is it kind of like that?
It's way smaller, like personal pies. It's really good.
It was good.
Kind of pizza out. I can't do pizza very often.
Fair enough. But. All right. Let's thank our folks.
Connery, cue that music.
Wait.
What?
Where did we leave off on the last one? What was happening?
It was a new one.
I know.
Let's go new again.
Just brand new?
Scottish.
Oh, I can't.
And begin. Here we go. Okay. Lucas! Lucas!
Whoa. It's English. What?
Lucas!
What?
Where's my hair curler? Lucas, where's my hair curler?
Keep going.
Okay. I'm going to do British. Well, maybe if you wouldn't have brought all these damn bags with you from Scotland, we'd be able to find it. But you got 10, 12, 15 bags with you.
Of course I do. Our little boy's getting married.
What?
That's why I'm here. He's getting married, didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, God.
Our boy?
Yes. Rocco. Rocco, get in here. You didn't tell your pops. You didn't tell your dad.
Boy, you're getting married and you ain't tell me?
I'm getting married.
Yes, he's getting married.
To who?
To sweet Penelope.
Penelope.
Wait.
She's a lovely girl.
Penelope? The Penelope that works at the baker?
The baker's girl, Penelope.
Oh.
What do you have against her? Da.
Oh, nothing.
Da. Tell me now, before the wedding.
Well.
Lucas.
What? Did you say?
Ma, what'd you say?
I felt like I haven't talked in a while, so I said Lucas.
Is that
Am I Irish now?
Yeah,
I don't know. So, mix. I'm a mix. My dad's Irish, my mum's Scottish.
That's good.
I was out drinking one night, and, well, Penelope walked into the bar.
Oh, duh.
And she is beautiful, you're right. But son,
I don't like this plot.
But son, I must tell you.
Tell me.
I saw her kissing a woman.
No.
She gay?
Son.
Yes.
You know we have no issues with that here.
Yes.
We don't.
We are very much allies. Yes.
Yes. I've even tried it myself. Tried it myself.
I have something to tell you, Da.
What?
I was that woman.
Wait, did you Nanny McPhee? No. What's the movie?
Nanny McPhee?
No, not Nanny McPhee.
Did I Nanny McPhee?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
I did.
You're Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's me, Mrs. Doubtfire.
You pretended to be
your son.
The Scottish woman.
But I'm not.
You're just my son. No. Wait, but what about the wedding?
I've been
we
able
have
to.
All
no.
these people invited.
This is the list of everybody that is supposed to attend the wedding?
Yes, and you must read it out loud.
Goodness. It's Lucy Walker-Cox, Finn Bruce, Sarah Dahlstrom, Aaron Ruggiero, Katie Chase, Eric Burke, Hayden Kuhn, Adrian Dubicki, Carlotta Ossenberg, Bad Sick, Ashlyn, AO People's Sponsor, Martin Legrand, Mia Babadia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Bloor, Lars Strelitz, Holden McGroin, Hivemind Riley, Sophie Serenkowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Dana Kreisman, Mansa Wisa, Louis, Daniel Vinard, Poppy Davies, Stink, Hannah Newsom, Belle Stone, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Coco, Ben Hare, Favi, Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, DJ Kelly, Sticker Girls, You're the Best, Danny Manny, Mezen, Obigabia, Helly Nelson, Betsy, Jamie Pentagon, Adriana R, Troy and Haley Coleslaw, Vincent S, The Joy Hotel is the best band in the world, Taylor Lenier, T-Bone Cornbread, Matthew Vanderpute, Luke Sin, Bank Ruby, Veronica and Kyle are best friends in real life. Ahahaha. Grace Shannon, Ashley Falls, Savannah Lewin, aka Lil Pip, Lauren Kelly, Leah Shirley, Vice Viscera, Eva Eastberg, and Megan Gooby. All of those people are supposed to attend this wedding, and yet I've never heard a single one of the names.
It's okay, son. We love you either way. We know exactly who you are, inside and out. So, we must get to the wedding with Penelope.
Let's go, Ma. And,
okay.
And scene! Thank you for joining us on the Nevermind Podcast.
And just
we'll
a reminder,
see you next week.
If you haven't already, subscribe, hit the motherfucking like button. If you
Patreon
want some merchandise.
For a bonus, we're about to do a bonus episode right now.
And if you want
right
this,
now.
And if you want this hat, guess what?
Oh,
they're for sale again, finally. And trampoline. Maybe you can go and get one. And with that, we will say goodbye and farewell. And we will see you in the bonus episode right after this. I have to pee, so
me too.
And goodbye.
Bye.